Final segment of our open line hour here at Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 31 years. Next hour on our On the House hour at 10 o'clock, we've got Todd Whitaker, Drywall TWD Design, Build, Remodeling, and talking universal design, in particular aging in place. And then next week, we'll wrap up with Life Streams, Complete Senior Living, that'll complete our Universal Design Month here at Rosie on the House. Flipping over to April, we focus on interior hard surfaces in our On the House hour. We'll have various guests from around the state on countertops, flooring, tile, all the different applications for the tile has in our home. Acrylics are pretty popular now. May we go into home remodeling. So just a few things that we've got planned here at Rosie on the House. Pulled an interesting article about APS plan to invest in batteries to use more solar. June is solar month at Rosie on the House, and we've got a lot of great guests already lined up for that month, including Sun Valley Solar Solutions. We've got a new solar company out of Cornville called Verde Valley Solar. Solar store in Tucson, great variety. We even have one of our air conditioning partners in Tucson, Intelligent Design, has a solar-assisted air conditioning unit. He's going to join us on air to talk about.
Oh, okay, I want to see this.
You know, we'll be in Tucson this week on the 28th, March 28th. And we're gonna get a little preview.
Here we go with another million-dollar idea we're going to throw out there. For the longest time, I've always wanted to create like a solar box to connect to your AC unit. And this solar application would be just to run the air conditioner. It wouldn't be distributed amongst the house, just the AC. I'm thinking it would cut your bill down 50%, maybe 80%. Because you're getting sunlight during the day, which is when you really need your AC, of course. I don't have the scientific knowledge to pull something like that off, but that particular unit with the solar connection is exactly what I've been thinking of all these years.
You know, it takes a lot from a thought into production. It's amazing. I've had an idea that still hasn't come out yet, and it is solar related.
Mm-hmm.
And I even applied for one of those AdUSee Inventor Helpline or something
To get your to get your invention trademarked.
Mm-hmm.
Copyright.
I even had one of those packets sent and looked it out, and something didn't feel right about it. So I've been sitting on it. One of these days, I'm going to see it and think, gosh darn it, if only I had $150,000 of my own money to go patent it, I could have been that guy. But the numbers are staggering. The amount of batteries APS plans to invest by 2025 is more than 338. Is more than the 338 megawatts of batteries the entire U.S. utility industry added last year. So the entire U.S. grid added 338 megawatts last year. And APS by itself is planning to add more than that within 6 years. And here's the investment numbers, over $1 billion.
Wow.
You want to know what kind of impact that's going to have?
Lay it on me.
Okay, the batteries will increase the number of renewables in APS power supply. Mm-hmm. So they've got their power plant,
right?
They've got nuclear power plant, then they've got a certain amount of renewable energy that they have to produce.
Mm-hmm.
That amount of batteries will increase their renewable energy by 3-4%.
Woo!
It would supply the APS full capacity of power for less than 4 hours. Now, that'd be good to know. We've got a four-hour backup should Palo Verde down. Yeah. Which the amount of redundancy and backups upon backups upon backups that we saw on our Palo Verde mm-hmm. nuclear power plant tour at the end of last year, I can't even fathom what it would take to knock that down. But this would have a 3-4 hour backup to that, or about 212 homes for complete.
Okay, I was looking at that as saying during monsoon season that might come in handy in case your power goes out and you just need to get by on an hour or two while they get the lines back up or get the electricity back up and connected. So 4 hours didn't seem like a lot.
But you know what I think this will do more than anything for us as the homeowners is it will make solar more reasonable for us. You have the supply and demand. you know, a lot of times when a new product comes out, it takes a lot of years of development before it's affordable for everybody. The amount of money they're going to invest in batteries, I think that's going to make batteries more affordable and practical for the homeowner. And batteries are important in a solar application because the question always comes back, what do you do when the sun sets if you're trying to go all solar? You've got to have battery backup. So that kind of investment in batteries, I think we could see an increase availability and quality in home batteries for
And the thing about batteries at this point now is they're still trying to figure out how to store it so that, you know, when the sun goes down and no energy is being produced, the batteries back you up. It's kind of like an emergency generator.
I think we're going to start seeing a lot more of those here in the next 5 years with the amount of money they're getting ready to
Can you imagine, you know, we've got Louisiana, Texas, and all these other oil-producing states producing energy for the country. Can you imagine Arizona becoming the first state to be an energy-producing solar king in the country? And and that leads you to another issue. How do you distribute that to other parts of the country? That's about 50 years
The
away.
Amount of solar panels it would take to generate what Palo Verde generates would blanket the Phoenix metro area.
There'd be no sunshine. Well, there'd be sunshine, but we'd be,
be above
that.
The solar panels.
Exactly.
Be a shaded town.
Oh, boy. 10 o'clock coming up next. We've got TWD, right?
Our boys from TWD are standing outside the window. We'll hit top of the hour news, bring them in, and talk universal design right after this.